We're talking community foundation of Lorain County and Laura Malone, who is here with us on the line. And hey, Laura, good morning.
Good morning. It's Laura. How are you?
Yeah, great. I'm doing really well. I love the Community Foundation. You guys do so much for us, and including me, Laura. As you know, I'm associated with Lorain County Community College, and I present science presentations as a part of the curriculum that teachers in Lorain County are asked to teach, according to the Department of Education.
Yeah, and you have part of the Atmosphere Adventures, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, those are extremely popular. And through the college, you guys help me bring that message, those science enrichment programs, to students in Lorain County schools. And I'll tell you, Laura, some of them actually many of them wind up in the classes that I teach at Lorain County Community College.
So, that's so fun.
You are doing that, and you know, not to mention the food bank, and man, you guys have been so instrumental in making sure that people who can't afford food in Lorain County are able to eat Christmas dinner and dinners in between on all the other 364 days of the year. And I was looking at your page, and it's all about something that people don't think about when it comes to the Community Foundation of Lorain County. You guys give thanks in a great, great way. I love that. You start out your page, if you go to your Facebook page, or it's just all about, hey, thank you, Lorain County, for your generosity and the way that you take care of your neighbors. I mean, you are the people who care, and it truly is reflected in everything you do. I haven't let you get a word in edgewise here. go ahead. Talk to us about what's going on with the foundation.
You know, we are just so thrilled for this time of the year. You know, the holidays are always a great time. It's a great time for, you know, friends and family and for giving and for being able to, you know, really spend time with the people that we love and also think of those that may not have the same fortunes that we have. You know, statistics show that from a charitable giving standpoint, roughly about 30% of all giving that happens in the year happens in the last month of the year, in December. And I think that's that perfect combination of the holidays and the end of the year and taxes and all of that other fun stuff. And I think the big thing we just want to remind folks right now is that this year, the 31st, is actually on a Sunday. So for those that might be procrastinators, like me sometimes, if you try to take a check to the post office on Sunday, it's not going to get here for a 2023 gift. So we just want donors to be cognizant that the last business day of the year is actually going to be December 29th. So if you're trying to drop a check off to your favorite nonprofit, if you're trying to put something in the mail, you know, you want to really try and shoot for that December 29th date rather than waiting till the 31st. You know, you will be able to do online gifts on the 31st, but if you're trying to do something in person or something with stock or something with your IRA, which we've talked about in the past with Bruce, you know, you definitely want to make sure you're planning ahead in those circumstances so that you can have the intended consequences, not just from a giving benefit for the organization's calendar year, but also, you know, for yourself and for your taxes for your calendar year as well.
Yeah. Laura, I agree. I mean, I'm thinking of A Christmas Carol and how good Scrooge felt when he was giving. And because, as you pointed out, 30% of the giving is done in December, we, in the Christmas spirit and the spirit of the Community Foundation, which is all about giving, you can only give as the Community Foundation of Lorain County when you have something to give. And it is our community who makes sure that that is possible for you guys. And I can't, you know, thank you enough for the opportunity that you've just shared to allow people to help their neighbors. That is what the Community Foundation of Lorain County is all about. So that money is not going out of state, out of county, overseas. I mean, yes, you guys have your fingers in pies outside of Lorain County, but yeah. It's the people who live here. And there's so many who are in such need. In so many ways. I mean, between putting food in their mouths, paying their rent, having their kids get educated so that they can get a decent job and move up in the world. I mean, all of those things and many more are what the Community Foundation is all about. Right. And you guys have been doing this for years, and I've been involved with you for more than 20 years, actually since 1995. That people I knew there that you may not have ever heard of. But nonetheless, no, seriously, you guys, I can't, you guys are so far reaching, and it's such a good organization to donate to. I just can't say enough good about it. I know you work for the foundation, and so, you know, your job is to remind people that this is a great opportunity to help your neighbors. But let me do it for you, okay? Because I have seen firsthand what you do.
And it is so important. I mean, I think, you know, one of the great things that I was talking about recently with somebody is you don't necessarily give to the Community Foundation as much as you give through the Community Foundation, because so little of the money we receive actually goes directly for the Community Foundation and for our purpose. You know, the Community Foundation is made up of 750 different individual funds, and 90% of what we do is really acting on the wishes of those 750 funds. So when someone's making a gift to the Community Foundation, often they're making it to us, but it's being passed through to the endowment of their favorite nonprofit or to a scholarship fund that's going to support students that are going off to college or preparing to go off to college or maybe going to trade school. We just had a new scholarship created that's exclusively for trade school education, JVS, specialty training, you know, things that are more non-traditional than your four-year programs. You know, you're giving through to the idea of supporting, you know, food insecurity, like you mentioned, through the holidays, or, you know, children that are in need through organizations like Blessing House or Save Our Children. So, you know, a gift to Community Foundation is just as much a gift through Community Foundation as it is to us, because ultimately it's supporting a lot of great work done in the community by not just Community Foundation, but hundreds of nonprofits in this community, as well as our school districts and others. So we're grateful to be able to have that capacity and to have that work.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know, Laura, how that works. I do. And I know of people who maybe they've lost a loved one, and on behalf of that loved one, they want to set up a foundation that will afford them an opportunity to pass along what they have in the way of funds, in the way of money, frankly, to a cause that is near and dear to someone that they loved who they lost. And if it was education, you can say, hey, look, make sure this money goes to some place that is all about educating people in one, and you can specify, or all about feeding people, or all about promoting some other aspect of the community. So you, you know, if I'm going to, if I want to set up an endowment, I don't know, you know, I want this to go to making sure that kids get educated. But I don't know where to give the money. You give the money to the Community Foundation and let them, on your behalf, distribute that money to places where the Community Foundation knows it will be used most effectively. I've had that experience with you guys through LCCC, where, you know, these things and we always write a letter to, like, for, you know, so-and-so gave this money to allow you to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Please send them a letter of thanks, or, you know, usually you don't have to be prompted to do that, but
right.
Because their wishes were fulfilled through the Community Foundation, because
right.
You guys know where it'll be serving the community best. That's a
right.
Beautiful thing.
And I think what's helpful too a lot of times is a lot of folks realize that needs evolve. And, you know, there's some great organizations that exist that are doing really great things. I can think of, you know, Hearts of Patriots working with veterans with PTSD and traumatic brain injury issues. I can think of a dementia-friendly life that works with the memory cafes that they have already all over the county, you know, for helping folks suffering from Alzheimer's and their caregivers to have a little bit of a break in socialization and education and, you know, community within that peer group. And those are organizations that really didn't exist 5-10 years ago. So, you know, there's always new opportunities evolving, and the ability for donors to rely on the Community Foundation for, you know, making them aware of those opportunities, or even being able to say, listen, I trust the Community Foundation to be able to use these resources for things that I might not even be thinking about 10, 15, 20 years from now, is why donors typically will create those endowments, because they do want to have the community continue to succeed long term. You know, not just now, but, you know, we're 44 years strong, and another 44 years and another 44 years beyond that, well into the future, so that we can continue to thrive. So we're honored to be able to do that work.
Yeah, and the only way that you can bring tidings of comfort and joy is if we in the community in Lorain County are willing to open our checkbooks at a time of year when giving is so important, the end of the fiscal year for so many. But and as you said earlier, it's a tax write-off. You can write it off, and you feel good about not only giving, but the fact that you get a break in your taxes. So, I will personally encourage folks to write a check this time of year, or to go online. As you said, it's so easy to go online, Laura, and give. And this is the time of year to do it. So we got to make that happen.
Thank you for those accolades, and we're so appreciative. And as you mentioned, you know, our website is peoplewhocare.org. You can go on there and find out about our scholarship opportunities that have just opened in the community. We have our Toni Morrison essay contest coming up. We have two funds that we've created, our Impact Today Fund and our Touch the Future Fund, which help with immediate needs in the Lorain County community that donors could support if they don't know what else to do but want to make a gift. You know, there's a lot of great activities that we have going on where we encourage folks to sign up for our newsletters so they can stay engaged and really be able to think about, you know, not just the holidays, but, you know, what are some great things that might come about through 2024 that they can be a part of.
Laura Malone with the Community Foundation, thank you so much. And have a blessed and beautiful holiday season, Laura. To you and
thank
everyone.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Take care.